It's a WRL weather alert day with more severe risks in the forecast. This as folks in Nash and Edgecombe County are rebuilding after an EF3 tornado ripped through their homes and businesses. We have live team coverage this morning as the cleanup gets underway.
Plus, a man hit and killed by a truck on I-40 in Johnston County. What we are learning in the overnight investigation out of this.
And someone is waking up $1 billion richer. What we know about the $1 billion Powerball jackpot ticket. I'll tell you what we do know. We didn't win it. Nobody in North Carolina won it. We'll have more on that story coming up. We're here at work for you today. We didn't win the Powerball. That's okay. We're here. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your routine here. As we get started here, a WRL weather alert day has been issued. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that.
Yeah, so we do have a level one risk for severe storms across most of our viewing area. Yesterday, we, of course, had a level two risk for the Sandhills for today, and that has been shifted down to the south. So that was definitely some positive improvement that we saw this morning from the Storm Prediction Center. But we still have the potential for some storms to develop and move through this evening that could produce some wind damage. So we'll be watching for that. Nothing showing up on the radar right now. Now these storms are not likely to move in until closer to 5 to 7 o'clock this evening. So we'll see beautiful skies out there. It's gorgeous right now. It's a little bit on the sticky side, but beautiful blue sky will be partly cloudy this afternoon. You can see those clouds thickening up. And then a cluster of thunderstorms from well to our northwest will hang on and slide down into our viewing area. And that's going to bring us that chance of some wind damage. Gusts up to 60 miles per hour could knock down a couple of trees. It should be isolated in terms of our potential for severe storms, but it is a level one risk. 75 degrees right now. We take a live look at what's happening here. Fayetteville, 72 degrees is our dew point. So it's a warm and sticky start. We do climb into the low 90s for this afternoon, and the heat index will make it feel more like triple digits. We'll see another day like that tomorrow before we actually get a bit of break from the humidity over the weekend. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
802 right now. We are just getting reports of a crash on 440 eastbound right around the Pool Road area. Not seeing any delays on the sensors, but look out for police activity if you're heading away from I-87 down toward Pool Road. Also still have this crash up on the north side of Raleigh at Old Wake Forest Road at Falls of Neuse Road. That is north of 440. Not seeing huge delays with that one either, but you still could see some police activity on the side of the road. Here are the three biggest delays that we are tracking right now through the triangle on 440 westbound. The usual congestion between I-87 out toward Capitol Boulevard, about a 4-minute delay there. On the south side of Raleigh, some congestion on 40 westbound between 440 and US one. About a 6-minute backup through that area. And in Durham, on the southbound side of 885, delays from 147 down toward the Ellis Road interchange and TW Alexander Drive. Altogether, it's about a 5-minute backup. Looking pretty good, though, on those northbound lanes of 885 from I-40 up toward the 147 split. Your major approaches into Durham also holding up fairly well. A little bit of a slowdown, perhaps, on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue to 885, about a 2-minute delay there, and about a 2-minute slowdown out of Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound from 15501 out to 885.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Efforts are growing now to clean up in Nash and Edgecombe counties in the wake of that massive EF3 tornado. At least 16 people are hurt and dozens of homes and businesses are destroyed. So here's what we know right now. Law enforcement and government officials are working to get a better assessment of the damage. Nash County Public Schools do have summer classes resuming today and buses on the roads as well, but only at a few schools. And the big Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount, which is where you're looking right now, that was hit by the tornado, and it will be closed until further notice with weeks to months of repairs ahead. We have crews spread out across Nash and Edgecombe counties. Our team coverage continues with WRL's Kelsey Coffey, who's in Dorchester this morning. Kelsey, it's a mess behind you.
It is. This is a mobile home community that was destroyed during the tornado. This is on Town Hall Road in Dorchester, and I'm going to give you a timeline of how things happened with this tornado. So it seems like it started in the field that's across the street. You may be able to see that the tops of those trees are snapped off, and then it went through the road and ripped through this mobile home community that's on this side of the street. We've got more video to show you now of the aftermath of the tornado. Nash County Sheriff Keith Stone says He's seen the worst storm damage here in Dorchester. Their mayor, Jackie Vick, tells WREL at least 5 homes were destroyed here. I spoke with a woman who lives in this area, and she was taking pictures and assessing the damage for herself, and she describes the moment when that tornado was coming. She said more of her story coming up at 8:30. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Dorchester.
We're glad they're okay as well. And our team coverage continues with Michael Grayson, the WRL Breaking News Tracker. He got a closer look this morning at the damage to the Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount.
Yeah, we had a chance to speak with Nash County Sheriff Keith Stone, who says he's heard that 50,000 pallets of medicine were destroyed. I want to get you, though, to this footage from Sky 5 of what that damage looks like overhead, and you can just see how much is destroyed. A storage building along with a distribution building, 100 vehicles damaged, 75 hauling trucks damaged. Dominion Power was also on site. They say that large main power lines could take weeks to repair. Pfizer did release a statement saying, quote, at this point, there are no reports of serious injuries. We are assessing the situation to determine the impact on production. Our thoughts are with our colleagues, our patients, and the community as we rebuild from this weather incident. But obviously, a lot of questions for Pfizer as they assess this damage this morning, including how long their supply chain is going to be affected and how long parts of this plant are going to be shut down as they continue repairs. In Nash County, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And we'll have more coverage of the aftermath of this powerful storm throughout the morning. In 10 minutes, we hear from a man who got caught up in the tornado at a watermelon facility.
Be sure you have the WREL weather app loaded on your phone. It's the best way to make sure you're getting all the alerts for your area when severe weather like this threatens.
Following breaking news this morning, a man is dead after being hit by a truck on I-40 in Johnston County. The crash happened around 11:30 last night near Benson. Authorities say the man was trying to get off out of the way from a truck when he jumped into the path of another. And there's no word on why the man was in the road. Westbound lanes of the highway were closed for almost 2 hours. The driver of the truck that hit the man will not face charges.
New this morning, police in Goldsboro are working to make arrests in 2 separate shootings. The second one happened as they were investigating the first one just down the street. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert on Rosewood Avenue just after 8 last night. They were there and found a man who had been shot on Day Circle. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. And as police were at that scene, they learned a 17-year-old had also been shot on Day Circle. A teenager was seriously hurt. Police say there's no indication these shootings were related.
And more breaking news this morning. There's a winner of the $1 billion Powerball jackpot. The lottery says a single ticket sold in Los Angeles. It matched all 5 numbers and the Powerball. The winner will have the option of choosing the lump sum payment of more than $516 million. That's before taxes. So take a look. These are the winning numbers because 3 tickets in North Carolina matched 4 numbers and the Powerball for a $50,000 prize. The numbers are 7, 10, 11, 13, and 24. The Powerball was also 24, and the Power Play was 2.
A man is in the hospital with serious injuries this morning after a shooting in Raleigh. It happened on Poole Road just after 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. Part of Poole Road was shut down for more than an hour during the investigation. No one is in custody.
Coming up, her apparent abduction attracted national attention, but now home safe. The story is not adding up. Why Carly Russell's actions have law enforcement questioning what really happened.
And 50,000 soccer fans packed the stadium in Chapel Hill last night. Highlights from the big Chelsea-Wrexham showdown just ahead.
And it is a WREL weather alert day. We have a level 1 risk for severe storms for most of our viewing area. I'll show you the timeline and what you can expect.
Eight-12 at the time right now, and right now it is calm at the coast. Beaufort, as you take a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network, as you watch WRL News available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Today's weather alert day from WRL, and as we look at it, you know, yesterday, Elizabeth, we had a lot of activity going on out there. today should not look like that, but there's still some risks out there for folks.
Yeah, so yesterday we had a little cell that developed west of Charlotte. It wasn't really doing much, of course, early in the morning, and then it approached Raleigh, and it was producing some heavy rain, and it moved east of Raleigh and moved into an area that was conducive for quick development, and it was the only thing out there, and of course developed into an EF3 tornado. Incredible long track tornado was on the ground for at least 20 miles, at least 20 minutes. So it was definitely rough for a lot of folks in Nash and Edgecombe counties and the rest of the viewing area. Now, last night we did end up with some potential flooding down in Fayetteville, down in Sampson County and Cumberland County, but a lot of folks didn't really have to deal with too much yesterday. Same thing today. We're going to see a cluster of thunderstorms that swings through. I shouldn't say same thing today. We're not likely to have a tornado today, but we're going to have some thunderstorms that swing through with the potential for maybe some isolated wind damage and the potential for some heavy rain. We're not expecting tornadoes out of this. But anytime we have a strong storm, there's always that potential. Future cast shows partly cloudy skies at lunchtime, and then it's going to be fairly late this evening when we start to see that cluster of thunderstorms. It's going to dive down from the Ohio Valley through West Virginia and potentially hold together through our area between 7 and 9 into the triangle, and then from, say, 10 to 11 through the I-95 corridor. By the time we get to that time of day, it's losing a lot of its energy from daytime heating, so we hope that it's going to settle down nicely as it moves on through. Goldsboro looking sunny. Look at that pretty view there in Fayetteville and Hay Street right in front of our newsroom. A beautiful blue sky in Apex and in Chapel Hill. This is about the prettiest sky I think we've seen all week. Of course, we had that hazy sunshine with that Canadian wildfire smoke. That could be an issue for us over the weekend. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to see a nice dip in the jet stream. That's going to draw in a nice drop in our temperature and in our humidity. But of course, it's going to be coming down from Canada, so we may turn a little hazier over the weekend. Tomorrow's high 95, and we'll still see a triple-digit heat index. But Saturday and Sunday, highs are in the upper 80s, and we'll have lower humidity. We do have a small chance of a thunderstorms each day, about a 30% chance. Watching the tropics still. Dawn does not want to go away. It's still going to be probably another 3 or 4 days before it becomes a depression again. So winds at 50 miles per hour. It's going to make that turn north into the North Atlantic and eventually fizzle out, but that could be late Monday into Tuesday. Another system to watch here coming off the coast of Africa as we get into August. This is typically where our storms are coming from. We did see a number of those earlier in the season. This one doesn't look like it has a huge chance of developing, but we'll, of course, keep our eye on it. Again, we have that potential for some severe storms, a few isolated instances of wind damage possible later today. 91 degrees, high 95. For tomorrow. Coming up in about half an hour, we're going to walk through the heat index and I'll show you how that changes for the weekend. It looks like that'll stick with us for a while, Brian.
All right, 8:15. Let's take a look at traffic. Picking up some delays on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound, leaving 15501, heading back towards 751. Looks like there may be a crash or some sort of an incident out there. We're measuring between a 2 and 5 minute delay right now on 40 eastbound, heading out of Chapel Hill into South Durham. I'm watching the sensors out on 440 at Pool Road on that eastbound side of 440, heading away from the 87 interchange down toward Pool Road and the Sunnybrook Road Bridge. That's where that crash reportedly is. I'm not seeing any backups, but you still could see some police activity over on the side of the road. Our major routes heading into Raleigh are looking pretty good this morning. No delays right now coming in through Garner. Once you get into South Raleigh, it does slow down a little bit on 40 westbound between Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street, and then again from the Chapel Hill Road area out toward Wade Avenue. Also seeing a little bit of a backup coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 5 minute delay heading down toward Capitol and 540. Over in Nash County, with so many roads closed because of the tornado damage yesterday, need to let you know about Brake Road around North Halifax Road. It's still closed this morning, as is Browntown Road near Harrisontown Road and Green Hills Road near Hunter Hill Road. They're hoping to have all of these roads open by later this afternoon.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, a first live look at the convenience store in Los Angeles where that winning $1 billion lottery ticket was sold. We checked the California Lottery website, and this is set to be the place, the Las Palmitas Mini Market in downtown Los Angeles. No doubt anyone who frequents this store checking their lottery tickets this morning, this is the sixth largest jackpot in U.S. history and the third largest in the history of the Powerball game. Before taxes, as we reported about 10 minutes ago, the winner can take home the longest lump sum of about $516 million. No doubt this mini mart will be a very popular place today.
I can guarantee that. All right, Ken, thank you. Well, in the tornado's path in Nash County, Bozeman Farms, the watermelon processing plant, was severely damaged. It ripped the roof off the front part of the building here. We told you they will have to tear it down. A truck driver told WREL that he just arrived at the facility to pick up a load when he got the tornado warning on his phone. He says debris flew around him, and so he just grabbed onto a pole and prayed.
So I take one pose like that, and my body is levered out.
Your legs are off the ground?
Yes, off the ground. Everything. Everything is fall up around me. Everything. Metals, beams, everything.
My goodness. Thank goodness he's okay. He said another driver was trapped under debris and did have to go to the hospital.
Carowinds is in the process of testing its Fury 325 roller coaster. You'll remember a guest at the park spotted this big break in the support beam earlier this month. The park has since replaced that beam, and they're now running tests, and the roller coaster is running to make sure the beam can be stable. Carowinds has not said when the ride might reopen to the public. Grain exports from Ukraine help feed people in countries across Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. But ongoing Russian military attacks continue inflicting more damage to Ukraine's grain supplies, sparking new concerns now over global food shortages. Gary Baumgarten reports.
An intense Russian missile attack on a major port in southern Ukraine, igniting new concerns over the ongoing war's impact on global food supplies. Russia's Wednesday barrage in Odessa severely damaged the Ukrainian port's grain and oil terminals, destroying roughly 60 tons of grain that was supposed to be shipped to Asia. It's a massive problem, with Ukraine one of the world's top producers and exporters of grain.
This attack proves that their target is not only Ukraine and not only the lives of our people.
The attack on Ukraine comes days after Russian President Vladimir Putin withdrew from the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The deal allowed Ukrainian grain shipments to continue safely heading to Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Putin accusing Western countries of meddling in the deal, vowing it won't be restored unless Western nations meet Russian demands to increase its own food and fertilizer exports.
No one was going to fulfill any obligations and agreements.
U.S. officials condemning the attacks.
There's no neutrality on using food as a weapon of war.
The uncertain future of Ukrainian grain exports comes as a new U.N. report finds world hunger is on the rise, with 122 million more people around the globe facing hunger compared to 2019.
And that was Gary Baumgarten reporting there. Well, after days of questions, police say they're still investigating the two-day disappearance of an Alabama woman, but they have no evidence of any abduction. Carly Russell initially disappeared last Thursday night outside of Birmingham after calling 911 to report a toddler walking on the highway. She then turned up at home alone 2 days later. The police chief said as Carly was on the phone with 911, data from her phone showed that she drove 600 yards.
Which tells me that I've had kids. To think that a toddler, barefoot, that could be 3 or 4 years old, is going to travel 6 football fields without getting in the roadway, without crying, it's just very hard for me to understand.
Law enforcement also laid out a timeline before the call took place. They say that she took a bathrobe and toilet paper from her place of work and bought snacks, which were not found near her abandoned car.
Michelle, police also say in the days leading up to Carly's disappearance, she searched online for things like, do you have to pay for an Amber Alert? How to take money from a register without being caught? And a search for a one-way bus ticket from Birmingham to Nashville. Police say Carly told them a man pulled her into a car along the highway. Then she got free, and then she was pulled by a man and a woman into a 18-wheeler, abducted again. She says those last few people made her undress and blindfolded her as well.
A lot still missing from this story here. All right, well, Wrexham, the Welsh soccer team owned by Ryan Reynolds, did not have the strongest start to its U.S. tour. The team was shut out in a first-of-its-kind match against Chelsea, an English team, at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill last night. More than 50,000 people packed into the stadium for the event, and some fans were even willing to cross a continent to be there.
We drove 12 hours yesterday to get here, and we've rested this morning, and we're driving 12 hours to go back home tomorrow.
Hey, a fan is a fan, right? The final score was 5-0. So exciting and so beautiful. My goodness. All right, coming up for us, a major case of a suspected serial killer in New York could now stretch to South Carolina.
Law enforcement's gathering evidence in their case against Rex Huerman. What property records are uncovering about the suspect in the Gilgo Beach murders?
And cleanup continues in Nash and Edgecombe counties after tornadoes rolled through the region. An update on the damage and lingering impacts this morning.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Well, after the weather we had yesterday with that EF3 tornado, we are in for a weather alert day here at WREL. Elizabeth Gardner walks us through what we can expect.
We have a level one risk for severe storms across our area. Maybe one or two storms could produce some damaging winds up to 60 miles per hour. So it looks like we're going to have an evening round of thunderstorms that moves through the area. Right now, everything is looking nice and quiet on dual Doppler 5000 radar. It will be much later in the day that we see those storms. Beautiful, bright blue skies in Chapel Hill right now. We're seeing a gorgeous start to the day. It will be toasty if you're planning to head out and see the sunflowers in full bloom at Dix Park. You know, the earlier you can go, the better. We'll see a high of 91, heat index in the triple digits, and of course, during the evening, some scattered storms. Brian?
Elizabeth, watching a couple of crashes this morning. A minor crash reported on I-40 westbound right around South Saunders Street. Not seeing any big delays because of that. Also a minor crash on Wade Avenue right around Dixie Trail, just inside the Beltline there. Over on the east side of Raleigh, watch for a crash on 440 eastbound around the Pool Road interchange. We're not seeing any delays there, but just look out for some police activity on the side of the road. Measuring about a 3-minute delay on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound and about a 1-minute slowdown between Wade Avenue and 540. Also look out for some backups in South Durham this morning. About a 4-minute delay on 40 eastbound from 15501 to 885. Michelle.
All right, thanks, Brian. Cleanup is underway in Nash and Edgecombe counties after that EF3 tornado destroyed dozens of homes and businesses yesterday. 16 people were hurt. Two of them have serious injuries. Power is back on across the area. The Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount, hit by the tornado, is closed until further notice. Up next on Fox 50, it's a WRL Weather Alert Day. Elizabeth will let us know about the chance for any severe storms. And up next on Today, the top products to help you soak up the sun.
We have a level one risk for severe storms. Mainly this evening, we could see a few instances of wind damage. I'll go over the timeline for you on Futurecast.
People in Nash and Edgecombe counties are cleaning up today after an EF3 tornado ripped through their area. We have team coverage of the aftermath of that tornado.
Plus, someone is waking up $1 billion richer. What we know about that very lucky Powerball ticket. They matched all the numbers. They matched the Powerball number, and now they're a billionaire. So we'll tell you who won, or at least where they're from.
Right.
Coming up. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, they're very busy. Not telling anyone just yet. So they get their affairs in order.
Yeah.
Certainly. We are headed over to Nash County as we look at what is happening here with these efforts and what is happening with this weather alert day coinciding with everything that happened yesterday. Elizabeth Gardner of WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, we do have a level one risk for severe storms today for most of the viewing area. Yesterday, part of our viewing area was under a level two risk, but overnight last night, the Storm Prediction Center pushed that back down into South Carolina. It looks like we could have some stronger storms there, but still the potential for for one or two cells here to produce some wind damage, certainly with us later on this afternoon and evening. Dual Doppler 5000 radar showing dry conditions for us right now. We have some beautiful blue skies across our region currently. We take a look at Futurecast. By lunchtime, we start to see some of those big puffy cumulus clouds developing. And then after that, around 5, 6 o'clock, some of these cells begin to pop up and a cluster of thunderstorms comes swinging in from the north and west. And we'll see that between 7 and 9 through the triangle and then along the I-95 corridor between, say, 10 and 11 and moving out at midnight. Beautiful blue skies here in Fayetteville, 75 degrees with a dew point of 72. So it's a warm, sticky start this morning. We do climb into the low 90s, which is close to normal for this time of year. But with all the humidity, it will feel like around 100 with the heat index. If you have outdoor plans, you want to begin to wrap those up by the evening hours. But download your WRAL weather app and set the alerts to let you know if we have severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings. A lot of folks are out and about this time of year, and that can help to keep you safe. All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Efforts are growing now to clean up in Nash and Edgecombe counties in the wake of that massive EF3 tornado we saw yesterday. At least 16 people are hurt and dozens of homes and businesses are destroyed. So here's what we know right now. Law enforcement and government officials are working to get a better assessment of the damage there. Nash County Public Schools do have summer classes resuming today and buses on the roads, but only at a few schools. So make sure to check about that. And the big Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount hit by the tornado is closed until further notice with weeks to months of repairs ahead. We'll head to that scene in just a minute. But first, we check in with WRAL's Kelsey Coffey in the hard-hit community of Dorchess.
This mobile home community in Dorchess on Town Hall Road has been destroyed. You can see all of the insulation that's on the ground, people's belongings all scattered throughout this field. And I'm going to give you a timeline on how this tornado started. So it seems like it started in the field that's across the street. You may notice how all of those trees are snapped off at the top. So we believe that it started there. Then it went through the road and ripped through this entire mobile home community. Take a look at this video of the aftermath. Nash County Sheriff Keith Stone says he's seeing the most storm damage here in Dorchess. Their mayor, Jackie Vick, tells WRAL at least 5 homes were destroyed here. One neighbor says she's just thankful to be alive.
I got up and opened the door and looked, and I saw it coming across that field over there. And so I said, it's going to hit us. And I just closed my door and dropped to my knees and started praying.
If you or someone you love has been impacted by yesterday's tornadoes, you've got a couple of places that you can go. Nash County Public Schools released a statement saying that families can get help at the Rocky Mount Senior Center and Red Oak Baptist Church. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Dorchess.
We want to continue our team coverage right now with Michael Grace in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. He got a closer look this morning at the damage to that Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount.
Yeah, we had a chance to speak with Nash County Sheriff Keith Stone, who says he's heard that 50,000 pallets of medicine were destroyed. I want to get you, though, to this footage from Sky 5 of what that damage looks like overhead, and you can just see how much is destroyed. A storage building along with a distribution building, 100 vehicles damaged, 75 hauling trucks damaged. Dominion Power was also on site. They say that large main power lines could take weeks to repair. Pfizer did release a statement saying, quote, at this point, there are no reports of serious injuries. We are assessing the situation to determine the impact on production. Our thoughts are with our colleagues, our patients, and the community as we rebuild from this weather incident. But obviously, a lot of questions for Pfizer as they assess this damage this morning, including how long their supply chain is going to be affected and how long parts of this plant are going to be shut down as they continue repairs. In Nash County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we'll get you these live pictures courtesy of Sky 5 over this watermelon facility in Nass County decimated by that tornado. This is at Bozeman Farms. We've been reporting on this since last night, earlier this morning, and now we're getting a first live look at the damage to that watermelon facility. We talked to a contractor who had just shown up here at this plant to pick up a load when he said that tornado just struck. We're told the company will absolutely have to tear this entire building down and start from scratch. Again, if you're just walking into the room, you're looking at Nass County, the Bozeman Farms. This is a watermelon facility that was just decimated by that EF3 tornado. And just a short time ago, the Nass County Sheriff's Office put out a warning encouraging residents to be aware of scammers during this time as they're trying to clean up. This is the time, Sheriff Stone says, that scammers come out of the woodwork. So make sure you call your insurance agent and you're working with licensed and insured contractors as you get ready to rebuild, as we look at this damage here from Bozeman Farms.
Sad but true reality there, Ken, with the scams. Be sure that you have the WRL weather app loaded on your phone. This is the best way to make sure you get the alerts for your area when severe weather like this threatens.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. A man is dead after being hit by a truck on I-40 in Johnston County. The crash happened around 11:30 last night near Benson. Authorities say the man was trying to get out of the way of one truck when he stepped into the path of another. There's no word on why that man was in the road. Westbound lanes of the highway were closed for about 2 hours while authorities investigated. The driver of the truck that hit the man will not face charges.
New this morning, police in Goldsboro are working to make arrests in two separate shootings. The second one happened as they were investigating the first one just down the street. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert on Rosewood Avenue just after 8 last night. They later found a man who had been shot on Day Circle. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. And as police were at that scene, they learned a 17-year-old had been shot also on Day Circle. Teenager was seriously hurt. Police say there's no indication these shootings are connected.
A teacher from West Pine Middle School is in jail this morning after being arrested for sex crimes. That's according to the Moore County Sheriff's Office. This man, 64-year-old Albert Lee, is charged with 2 counts of taking indecent liberties with a student and 2 counts of sexual battery. He's being held in the Moore County Detention Center under a $175,000 bond.
And breaking news this morning, there's a winner in the $1 billion Powerball jackpot. It's finally there. The lottery says a single ticket sold in Los Angeles matched all 5 of those numbers and the Powerball. The winner will have the option of choosing the lump sum payment. It's more than $516 million before taxes. Take a look at the winning numbers here, because 3 tickets in North Carolina matched 4 of the numbers and the Powerball for a $50,000 prize. The numbers are 7, 10, 11, 13, and 24, and the Powerball is 24. Power Play is 2. The Durham Police Department is upping its efforts to bring in new officers. The department will host another hiring event tonight. It's happening from 6 to 7 p.m. at DPD headquarters on East Main Street. There's also a virtual event. Durham Police have been holding these job fairs twice a month. Last month, a group of officers told City Council they're having to deal with the continued staffing shortages, and they are calling for higher pay.
Coming up, a local youth pastor was outside yesterday when he captured video of that EF3 tornado. Why he's now saying do what he says, not what he does.
Plus, there's a shift in the time Americans are waking up. The trends from mealtimes to movie showtimes that are proving we're all becoming early birds.
And you're taking a live look at Chapel Hill this morning. Beautiful blue skies, but today is a WRL weather alert day. Elizabeth Gardner will fill us in on today's level 1 risk for severe storms. Welcome back. Good morning to you, Chapel Hill. Beautiful blue skies to start your Thursday morning. But it is a WRL weather alert day. A lot of us under that level 1 risk for some severe storms later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us. No rain in the area right now, Elizabeth.
All dry on the dual Doppler 5000 radar. And it is so pretty out there. You know, we started the week with all that smoke from Canada. We might see a little bit more of that over the weekend. It's going to be a little bit of a trade-off, which I'll explain in just a minute. But let's take a look. We do have a level 1 risk for severe storms today. Yesterday, we were under a level 2 risk for severe storms from Fayetteville. Louisville up through Rayford and almost all the way up to Sanford. But that got pushed back to the south. The Storm Prediction Center gave us an update early this morning. So I'm looking at level one, which is certainly a better news for parts of the viewing area. But we still have the potential for some isolated wind damage this evening. We take a look at future cast, and certainly everything looks bright and blue right now. We'll see puffy cumulus clouds developing around lunchtime. And this evening, the thunderstorms roll through. A few of them may be some pop-up cells, but it's likely that we'll see a cluster of thunderstorms developing up around the Ohio Valley, holding together and dropping in on us during the evening. And that would bring us our best chance for storms. If we don't see that happening, it may be that our potential for some strong storms is reduced by a great bit, because we would just see a few isolated storms. But the models have been holding on to that potential here. So we're looking at that possibility, certainly. We take a look at Franklinton. Look at that gorgeous blue sky right now as we take a look over the middle school there in Franklinton. 75 degrees currently in the triangle with a dew point of 72. So it's warm. It's going to be 91 this afternoon in Raleigh, 89 in Durham, 93 in Fayetteville. And these temperatures are pretty close to normal for this time of year. But when you add in the dew point at 72, that's the measure of moisture in the atmosphere, and there's a lot of it. That means that our heat index will be pretty high this afternoon. So 101 today and 102 tomorrow. Tomorrow, a front moves through without much rain, but it's going to open the door to our flow coming from the north. A couple of good things about that. It's going to drop our temperatures. Highs will be in the upper 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it will also bring us a drier air mass. So our humidity drops, and so the heat index should be pretty close to 90 for those days. But anytime this summer that we've had a northerly wind, we've also had that smoky haze and a drop in our air quality. So we'll watch for that over the weekend. Of course, blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal. Yellows are above normal. The light yellow is just barely above normal. And we start to see just a nice settling to our temperatures as we get into the weekend and early next week, just back down a lot closer to normal. So today's not far from normal, but we just have so much humidity in the atmosphere. And of course, we do have that chance this evening for some stronger thunderstorms. 95 for tomorrow. And then again, temperatures in the 80s, that's all the way through Monday, and then just low 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. The humidity is likely to begin to creep back some next week, but it'll be nice to have at least a few days of a break. We may have some isolated storms Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A youth pastor captured some video of yesterday's tornado as it passed over and says it was a terrifying experience. He also says he recognizes he probably should have been finding shelter instead of taking the video. Josh Brown with Rise Church in Rocky Mount said he had a moment where fear just overcame him. Brown said someone called him to warn him about a tornado that could be seen behind the church. So he went outside and started recording the video you see here. He said there was a moment he thought the tornado might be moving in his direction.
Unfortunately, when I ran back to the building, the power had gone out, so I wasn't able to get inside. So at that point, I was just kind of stuck outside with the tornado. Then I resort to the only thing I know is, God, please protect me. Don't do what I did. I would say go and get safety. It was very scary.
So this is part. And Brown says some trees were down in the neighborhood right behind the church. From what he could tell, though, no homes in that neighborhood were damaged.
And Jeff, the path of that tornado crossed I-95, leaving drivers stranded for hours. The winds toppled trees, dropping them onto passing cars. WRL journalist John Payne happened to be driving on I-95 at the time. He witnessed drivers springing to action to help others who were trapped.
A number of drivers got out of their vehicles, truck drivers and car drivers, travelers, jumped out of their vehicles and ran up to the trees. And one man pulled the chainsaw out and went to cutting limbs and trees. And people just started pulling debris off the roadway.
Neighbors helping neighbors. You love to see it. I-95 was closed in both directions for about 2 hours while crews worked to clear all that debris. And this morning, we're learning more about a suspected serial killer in New York and his ties to a community in South Carolina. The Chester County Sheriff's Office says they've been gathering evidence on Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Huerman since before his arrest on Thursday. Property tax records show Huerman owns 4 large pieces of land in the county. Huerman is already charged in 3 murders and could soon be linked to a 4th. The victims, known as the Gilgo Four, were found in 2010 along the South Shore on Long Island. Investigators say DNA linked Huerman to the victims.
The University of Vermont just fired its head coach of the men's hockey team over accusations he sent inappropriate texts to a student. Todd Woodcroft lost his job after a four-month investigation by the school's Office of Affirmative Action and Equal Opportunity. The university hasn't released specifics, but says Woodcroft sent repeated texts to the student. The assistant hockey coach will serve as interim coach for the rest of the season. The ongoing writers and actors strike is taking some of the shine out of this year's San Diego Comic-Con. Several major studios are downsizing their participation in this year's event, including Disney, HBO, and Netflix. Doesn't appear to be slowing down fans, though, who packed the exhibit hall for the preview night last night. Comic-Con runs through the weekend in San Diego.
Keanu Reeves returns to the role of rock star. Kudos for Barbie and more. Ashley Dvorkin has a look at this in today's Hollywood Nation.
We cannot hide from our ghosts.
A haunting first look, Keanu rocks out, and TV show honors in the Hollywood Nation.
I know this school is rough, but we make do.
The African American Film Critics Association named winners for its fifth annual AAFCA TV honors. Best TV comedy went to ABC's Abbott Elementary, with best TV writing for Quinta Brunson. Best TV drama was Star series P-Valley, and Shrinking's Jessica Williams won Breakout Star. A private luncheon celebration is set for August 27th, though the AAFCA noted it's closely monitoring ongoing strikes and will adjust the date if necessary.
This is the best day ever.
Ahead of its theatrical release, Barbie has earned the Critics' Choice Seal of Female Empowerment in Entertainment. The SOFI recognizes outstanding new films and television series that illuminate the female experience and perspective through authentically told female-driven stories. Dog Star is back. The rock band, with actor Keanu Reeves on bass, announced their first new album in two decades, Somewhere Between the Power Lines and Palm Trees, out October 6th, with their new single, Everything Turns Around, available now. The band's 25-plus city headlining summer tour starts August 10th.
Tonight, we are all afraid.
In today's first looks, Detective Poirot investigates a murder mystery which begins at a seance in the trailer for A Haunting in Venice. The supernatural thriller is directed by and starring Kenneth Branagh. The cast includes Tina Fey and Michelle Yeoh. It's in theaters September 15th.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
McDonald's is paying up after a toddler was burned by hot chicken nuggets. A jury in Florida found the family was not properly warned about the possible dangers from the hot McNuggets while ordering in the drive-thru. A four-year-old girl was burned and has scars from the incident. The family received $400,000 for pain and injuries and an additional $400,000 for future damages.
Cumberland County Schools are looking to add more child nutrition workers. The school system will hold a virtual hiring event today. This all comes after 3 days of in-person interviews. The school system is looking to hire assistant managers and food service assistants. You can contact the school system to register for a virtual interview. And also happening today, veterans can learn more about jobs that are available to them in the Triangle. There is a free job fair at the Town Bank Center at Carter Finley Stadium. It's happening from 11 to 3. It's open to all transitioning members of the military, as well as veterans, spouses, and dependents.
America may be turning into a nation of early birds. A new report by the Wall Street Journal shows activities are starting earlier. The report says some theaters and movies are moving up show times, and some restaurants are closing earlier to accommodate people who want an earlier night in. Data from Yelp shows 10% of people who are going out to eat are now sitting down between 2 and 5 p.m., which is a 5% increase in that time frame from 2019.
Dinner's at 5 o'clock at my house. I love it. All right, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker has an interesting name idea for his future son that he's having with Kourtney Kardashian. During an interview, the musician says that he's considering naming his future son Rocky 13. Barker said he likes the name because Rocky George played guitar for Suicidal Tendencies, and 13, that's just the greatest number of all times. I don't know. Some people will agree with that, and some people won't, because to some, 13 is not lucky, right?
I think it's perfect for them.
Yeah, it's a celebrity baby name. Rocky 13. All right, we'll see. Before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.